It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis-Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2051, recorded Thursday, July 31st, 2025. It's slime time. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three new products from the Sweet Sweet Show, and I have the last of my pet gadgets that Toast gets his nose into, and your videos, all next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the connoisseur of sweet gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dicky D?
Doing good, thank you. We got a break in the weather after tremendous storms last night and earlier today.
Yeah.
I saw in the news last night that this is now officially the hottest year on record.
I believe it. I believe it. Tampa.
I have never seen so many 98 degree days.
Yeah.
Oh, what's it like down there? It must be really bad.
Yes. So Tampa had the first day in history that it hit 100 degrees in Tampa. And then I think the same thing happened somewhere close to, I think it was, I don't even know. I guess it was closer to Miami, same type of thing, is that the heat was just absolutely crazy. Lots of extreme fluctuations in the weather. Not been fun.
No.
Did you get up to anything over the weekend?
Boy,
no. No? Now, you were mentioning two different shows, the Sweet Sweet Show, which we covered last week, and then another show. Did you do that?
The other show is the new product show. So I have like six videos from each. So instead of doing them, I'm just alternating weeks. So that there's a little bit of variety.
Cool. And when did the new product show happen?
That is in July, and it's sort of called the gift guide. It's like the earliest gift guide, mainly because I don't know if there are any left, but magazines usually put their Christmas issue together early September. And
yes.
So July was a good time to let them know. But nowadays, someone said to me, what's your lead time? And I said, it could be as little as 10 minutes.
So, yeah. Absolutely. I can't imagine. I mean, the only type of things that I could ever imagine are almost even like traditional TV is like, I'm the producer for Regis and Kelly. And I, obviously that show doesn't exist anymore. But and I'm looking for stuff for our show in September, that type of thing. But that's so rare. That's, that just doesn't happen really at all.
Yeah. No, yeah. I will tell you something. Dennis and I took every box of videos from the warehouse and from all my cabinets. And Mo has been making me a hard drive that's going to have all my spots on it. Not all. I said, Mo, you would spend your entire life. I have cases of stuff.
Wow.
But we, I was on, David Muir is now the big hot guy at ABC National. I was doing spots with him on the overnight news. I was did 2 years with Anderson Cooper.
That's cool. Yeah.
I found an old documentary about the American Revolution and that I had done a half-hour special for NJN, which was New Jersey PBS station. And I did it with the, in actors, people who recreate events in uniforms and stuff. And
yeah.
I totally forgot. And on the intro, the lady said, this is a rebroadcast. Dick DeBartolo's special, which was nominated for a Mid-Atlantic Emmy Award. I totally forgot. We didn't win, but I'm thinking, well, you know, that's something.
Yeah, you were nominated. Hey, that's nothing.
Nominated, but he's just turning up tons of... there's one, I don't want to show it only because there's so many people in it, and I'm afraid. NJN, I used to be on a show called Discover New Jersey, and a producer called one day and said, I don't know what this is, but do you want to go? There's a place called the Monster Factory. Are you in for that? I said, oh, my God, yeah. What?
they make monsters? Okay.
I said, yes, that's what I thought.
The monster from the Black Lagoon was made there? Okay.
Yeah. So we get there with the crew, and I said, this is a small build. Anyway, we go up, and it's a fight ring. And I said, is this
like a boxing ring?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, yeah, we teach boxers. You want to learn how to be a boxer? And I said,
wait, it was that type of monster, like the human monsters?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, are you from NGN? You don't know what your spot is? Yeah, we're going to turn you into a fighter.
Oh my gosh. Dickie D, you needed to have read the fine print on that one.
I got thrown around a lot. My back hurt for like 2 years.
Was it really?
Oh, no. I mean, the guy I was working with said, you know, you want to hit me and I'll stop bleeding? And I said, well, how would that happen? He said, oh, you don't know the trick that wrestlers use? And I said, no. And he said, oh, yeah, we have a razor blade between our fingers. And when you hit me, I go, ah! And I slice my forehead.
It's like, yeah, I'm willing to cut my face and risk scarring my face permanently for this little bit. Are you kidding me?
He said, oh, it heals. He said, I can't tell you how many times I cut my forehead.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Diggy anyway, D, I can't imagine. I'm trying to picture you, maybe a scrawny little old you, ready to report the news, ready to cover some gadgets.
Yeah.
Or you know, the Monster Factory. And then, okay, bud, let's let's get you in the ring.
Yeah.
And so that's recorded? Yeah. That is recorded.
That is what the spot is. It's like a 6-minute spot.
I'd love to see it.
And they were good. They said, you know, we're going to teach you how to throw this guy over your shoulder. And, so they didn't make me look like a total idiot. But it was. I mean, it's so funny.
That's great.
I've done so many things that I've forgotten a lot of them. But anyway.
I agree. I'm glad that, sometimes with the internet, it goes up and then it's just kind of away. It's almost like taking a photo in your camera roll and it just like lives on the phone and you never see it again. Yeah. I'm kind of glad you're getting a nostalgic moment to go back through.
Yeah. And the great thing is, I said, Mo, the more I think about this, this is ridiculous that you have to do this. And he goes, you know what? He said, I love this. Mm-hmm. He said, when you do CES 2001 and CES 1996, and you were saying, this phone, remember you could take a photograph? Now you can shoot a 15-second video.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And you won't believe it, folks. This is a 1.5 megapixel camera.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So from that standpoint, it's kind of fun as to how far, I mean, anything, you know, little laptops. I said it do a lot. I mean, it is 4,000 for the basic model and 6,000 for the bigger one. But
that is so funny. You know, I feel like I should call Scooter X our like co-producer because he finds links. He sleuths live to find these great things. One second, I gotta get my computer to recognize. There we go. This, but he found the Monster Factory.
Yes, wouldn't you think that you were gonna go there and become the monster, like in their logo, until you pan down.
Yeah, if you just like that, knowing that it's a ring I can see the, you know, the resemblance and the silhouette, but that could also just be a geometric shape, you know?
Yes,
you could just
absolutely
not understand that that is that it. So from their website, Monster Factory is a professional wrestling school located in Paulsboro,
New Jersey. Yeah.
New Jersey.
Well, you know, they must be very successful because this spot must have been
you,
be 30 years ago.
10 to 17, you do some wrestling? That is so funny.
There you go, also, pro wrestling camp.
It does make a bit more sense about the cut because I thought you were actually boxing, but now it makes sense wrestling.
Oh, wrestling! I'm
wrestling,
sorry. Yes,
yeah, exactly. Wrestling. Pro wrestling, the fun wrestling. That makes so much more sense. Yeah. That I would, I might pay a dollar or two to see the archive footage of you doing some pro wrestling moves on someone and getting your back thrown out in the process.
A private link.
Yeah, absolutely. Diggity, you need to make a Patreon page and just, it's just the Dickie D archive and you give Mo, you know, 10%, 20%, and then, because that sounds fun to watch. That sounds very fun to watch. Okay, let's jump to some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, let's go into gadget number one from a company you and I know well.
Three Doodler. Oh, my gosh. You know, Three Doodler. Max, how many years have you been doing?
Almost 15 years or 14 years. Okay. 14 years
and
of...
They keep coming up with new stuff. And I said to Max, what possibly could be new? And Max said, well, we now have a product that if you make it, you can eat it. Okay, we're gonna make him eat his words or eat his work. So Max.
So this is the Three Doodler candy. This is a kids-based sugar 3D pen. So it uses a material called isomalt, which is a sugar substitute actually. So it's safe for diabetics. And we use all natural colorants. And it's a low temperature device. I'm just wearing gloves because, you know, I want to be able to, and then we can just pop that off, and now that material's hardened, and now I'm just going to pop it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, quite right. So this device uses these little pellets of isomalt, which are included in with it, and so you simply stick the pellets into the pen, like so, so I can load up my pellets up to two at a time, pick your colors, put it in, and then I simply load that into the pen, and I can touch this material as it's coming out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I was thinking candy has got to be like hot sugar burns you, you know?
Yeah, I think it only heats up the...
But
this wouldn't, yeah, this wouldn't.
Yeah. And what does that sell for?
$59. Yeah.
Okay, is it out now?
It is out at the beginning of Q4. So September.
Yeah. Okay. That's really great.
October.
That is so, that is really cool. I like it.
That's a fun idea.
Yeah, I agree. You
know, for people's birthdays, you can write all kinds of stuff on their cake or cupcakes.
True.
And then people can eat the whole thing.
True.
Scan down. If you just go down.
Oh,
page
I see.
By
There's
page,
like tons but,
yeah,
of
see,
stuff.
Candy,
yeah.
There you go.
There we
and
are.
And there's one more. There you go. There is.
Who knows what he's doing? That kind of looks like some candy shots. Oh, now that might be the pro. I see. But yeah, I like this a lot. Only $10 for
they recommend
the refills.
It 8 years and up. And that's the bag the filament comes as he showed you like little candy tiny little candy tubes that slide right into the pen, and it's a rechargeable battery.
I forgot that I could zoom on a PDF.
Yeah.
much better.
Why does that say $39?
Yeah,
that is weird.
Yeah.
That would be good if it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Now I did see it seemed pretty goopy, kind of coming out of the three doodler there, but I don't know. Still seems like you could make something happen. You could, make it flat or all sorts of stuff. So I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it's a clever idea. Clever idea.
Yeah, very clever. Cool. Three doodler. We did have, do you remember this? This is back at the Brick House days. We had the Fawn Doodler. Do you remember the Fawn Doodler?
No. What did that?
I mean, you would
that
stick,
wasn't from
the- you would stick a cheese in it, and then it would squirt out cheese. Hot cheese. I can't remember if it was just like string cheese. You just throw string cheese in it. Let me see if this still exists. The Fawn Doodler.
Fawn Doodler. That's very funny. It had nothing to do with this company, right?
No, nothing.
No. Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, and maybe you remember, I think at CES, I think he said they were around 14 years. I think they had like a 12-foot Eiffel Tower that they had made with a three doodler pen.
Wow.
Not edible, but just to show you that the pen could you could build little pieces and then stick them together with the using the pen.
Yeah. Here it is.
Oh my god.
The Fawn Doodler, hot cheese gun.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a video apparently. Oh, Scooter X has a link that may be a bit better.
Scooter X, he is fast. I'm telling you.
Okay, let's see if we can pop this in here. There we go.
Oh.
Fawn Doodler.
Oh, and it's still available.
Well, look at that. You can buy it. Get out of here. Can I buy it on Amazon? Let's see. Oh, there it is.
Oh, currently unavailable.
Boo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't get great ratings.
No, it really didn't. I think it was kind of a hack together, honestly.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like a perfectly executed product. Okay. Unlike the Fawn Doodler, you can buy the Three Doodler and actually eat some candy with it. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Okay, you probably remember the original, and see this. Watch this.
Ooh, here we go.
So we're walking around, and I see Easy Bake, and I think, oh, of course. Wait a minute, Easy Bake. But they're here, and it looks really different. So Jimmy is going to tell us what's new.
Hey, everybody. Easy Bake is all new and improved. We have a whole new modern retro oven design. If you look here, this is an all new area that is a light up piece that lets kids know when the oven is on, as well as parents. There is a timer feature so that when your goodies are in the oven,
Yes, it does.
So Easy Bake, you can pick any of these five sweet or savory mixes to make. So things like pretzels or brownie mix. And then once you do, you just use the oven and it makes the real food. All of this right now is just display, but yeah, it'll look something like this.
Okay, so you put it in one end and then turn it on, and this will change color?
Yep, that'll light up, and then you set your timer to know how long you have to keep it in the oven, and when it's done, you just use the spatula tool.
Oh, okay, there's a nice, safe way to take it out, and it's the heating element is more than the bulb, right?
Yeah. It is a plug-in, so definitely recommend parents use it. But it is, yeah, we built in a lot of things like the light and the timer to ensure that kids and parents have, and the spatula tool, so that it makes it easy for kids to work with their parents.
And what does that retail for?
This was $44.99.
And is that now coming?
It's coming. It'll be hitting stores soon, and it'll be exclusively at Walmart.
At Walmart.
Also, will be only at Walmart. This is the Freezy Bake. This is totally brand new. What's great about this is you pick any of your favorite ice cream flavors, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, You mix up the mix and you put it on the freezing tray. Once the ice cream is frozen, scoop it out, add your favorite toppings, and voila, you're done.
Oh my gosh, and what is that sell for?
This will be $34.99.
And when is that coming?
Also in August.
Also in August, okay.
Interesting. Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, so the original Easy Bake Oven was in 1963.
Yeah.
And it cooked with 200-watt bulbs, one above the pan and one under the pan. And then I think they tried an LED version, but it took 4 days to make a cupcake.
Yeah.
So they realized that's not going to work.
But it was
work.
Only 2 watts, and then they, which is great, you know. But yeah, it did take a little while.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's coming in August. And actually, if you're interested in this for your kids, just be aware that if you go to Walmart, it's going to be at Walmart. Walmart is currently selling something that looks a little bit similar, but this is not the easiest way to tell is that the new one has two control knobs.
Yeah.
And the place to slide food in and take food out are both extended, and they have a bigger spatula. So the guy told me that they made a lot of changes in it. So you should wait and make sure you get the one with the two knobs, because then it'll have all the other features.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it, there's an actual wire cooking element in there. No bulbs.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, Chad, go to over to the pictures on the left of that thing.
Oh, of this? Yeah.
Yeah. Only because go down. For some reason, they have a picture of one more.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. And it's only in that color.
Yeah.
So that's how you'll know that it's new. You'll see the two knobs and that whole different lighting on the side.
Yeah, that's cool. And then what was the price? Was it the same as the old one? I forget.
It is, let's see, the price is $45.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a little bit more.
Yeah. The
oh,
old
you know
one,
what? They might have reduced it. It says normally $45.
Exactly.
There's $10 off. They might be getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Because they know the new one's coming in a month.
I agree. Well, that's really cool because I don't know if you
and
know.
And then that little ice cream maker.
Oh, yeah. It's with the ice cream maker.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if you know, but we used to do an Easy Bake Oven challenge with our marathon. And so we would buy like 3 Easy Bake Ovens. And it became hard for a while to buy them because they kind of stopped. I don't know exactly, but I remember it was difficult to get our hands on a few of them. So I'm excited to see that they're coming out with a new product line. And I really like the new design a lot.
Kind of a cute name, Freezy Make Ice Cream. So basically, I had to read all the fine print. You have to put that pan and freeze it. You put salt water in the pan, freeze it, and then you use the ice cream mix. And that pan will stay cold enough that you can mix up and make flavors.
Oh.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's not very dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
It's cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, I love Easy Bake. Seems like the easiest and funnest thing to do with a child. Like, okay.
No, absolutely.
Pull out the Easy Bake. It's going to take 30 minutes to make this thing. Let's go. We'll have a tiny little snack at the end of it. So,
yeah. Exactly. Like it. And the ingredients are all in when you buy the separate bags. All you do is throw it in the bowl, mix it up, and it's ready to bake.
Yeah. Yeah. Okie dokie. Very cool. I guess last gadget.
Okay. Now, the third one, I may talk over the guy a little bit because I did not see that his microphone is sliding down on his badge holder. But we're talking about Slime, and you can hear him on and off. I sort of know the soundtrack, so I can talk over him when necessary. And when you get to the very end, I'm going to ask if you can freeze it, because when I was editing and I thought there was something on the desk, and also, Chad, can you freeze it when we get to that point?
Sounds
good. Is
that
okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Here we go.
Something that never dies, it's Slime. And Kevin here is going to tell me about...
Yeah, so Crazy Art has had a crazy slimy line, which has a bunch of different SKUs.
But right, this so is Crazy Slimy so this is, seven is coming out with seven different formulas, and they're asking people at the show to vote on them by sticking their hands in each different batch. And it was kind of interesting. And when I was there, there were lots of people. People, I don't know, they love this slime stuff.
Oh, and yeah. Slime is it's huge a new line with the kids.
Yeah. It's going to be out in the fall. It's going to be under $10. It's starting out at Target. That orangey stuff, which is a little bit on the watery side, for some reason, that's the kids' favorite. And the red stuff, which is, he'll scan back to that now. Adults like the harder stuff the best. And they're going to come in little cans like that. Can you freeze the frame there?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Now, he's going to talk about that little thing in a minute. But on the table, I don't know if you remember it, on the table is a spin pop.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. A little spin pop.
So I did a little research, and it turned out that Crazy Slimy bought the company that used to make spin pops. And if you never saw it, it's the stupidest thing. You put a battery in the holder, stick a lollipop in the hole, and then push the button. Yes, and the lollipop spins. And
so you don't have to
lick
it.
Out.
You don't have to go like this.
Exactly.
You have a machine just spin it for you. Yeah. That's funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they bought that.
And then the last thing they have is kind of funny. You can go back to the video. This is also coming out in the fall. Is they're having their own little slime mixer.
Oh. What is this? That is a little slime mixer.
And it's going to be under $5. It's kind of cute.
I like that. I actually love that because, you know, typically you buy a slime kit and you throw it in your own homemade bowl. This makes the whole process really exciting. Look, there's a kid excited for the orange one. I think kids want slime to be really slimy, you know?
And then it wasn't Elmer's glue. When I looked in the press kit, it's Elmer's goo, which is their version of slime, and you get this big bucket of it, and now they have things you put on the top of it. And as I mentioned, they gave me, I guess it's gooey goo, but there were five different companies with slime, and that was my going away present. And
gooey goo.
There's a tab on it. I'm going to open it. I'm assuming.
Oh, this is live.
I'm assuming, yes, that it's just. Oh, I see silver stuff.
It said prettify your.
Oh, no, I have to make it. I thought it was going to be a bottle of it.
Well, that's the funnest part of slime is you make it.
Okay. And then I guess this might be me ways to color it.
Oh, yeah, like instruction. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Different packs.
All right. Okay.
I see. Right. Yeah.
Well, did you ever make slime?
The craze really didn't hit my generation.
Oh, okay.
This is like a newer generation thing of actually making. I think I did make slime at like maybe a fair or something, you know, like a little elementary school fair type thing. But it was not the craze that it is now. It was just a kind of a small little experiment that you did in science class. Now it is like the activity you get together to do. Kids love their slime. They play around with it all the time.
You can color it and put fragrances in it. And
it's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Literally crazy.
Yeah, this is Crazy Slimy's webpage. The new stuff is not on there, but look at what they already have.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Elmer's Glue's slime.
Elmer's Goo. I think that's so clever.
I like it. I really like it. That's very smart. And then you got what you got.
Yeah, the goo goo.
The goo goo. You got your base. You got your boost. You got your glow up, which looks like little pebbles. And then you got your
reveal.
So you get a little tiny little mini fig.
Oh, you can buy a jar of sparkle.
That looks like popcorn. Oh, no, they're little stars.
It does look like.
There you go. You get a two-pack. Wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one? Oh, yeah. So they have different ones. So that one's like a. Comes with a little dolphin. Oh, that one comes with a dolphin, too. Wow. You get pearls. You get all sorts of stuff. I think this is what people like, is to accessorize their slime.
Yeah.
I think.
And it's held on for a lot of years. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm shocked. Okie dokie. Well.
All right. Now.
Let's stop getting slimy and start getting a little bit crappy.
Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. The last of the pet gadgets. I recorded a video earlier of this one, so let's just jump in. Once it loads, we'll jump in as fast as
we are back at it with the last, just sneaking in here, of our pet gadgets. And one thing that I've always tried to do with my dogs is encourage good dental health. But it's actually very, very hard to do with dogs, because if you're going to like actually brush their teeth, you have to have them be trained enough.
One second. I don't know why we're at 144p here. Oh, wait, this is playback speed. I'll edit this out.
Oh, no.
Quality.
We are back at it with the last, just sneaking in here, of our pet gadgets. And one thing that I've always tried to do with my dogs is encourage good dental health, but it's actually very, very hard to do with dogs, because if you're gonna like actually brush their teeth, you have to have them be trained enough to be able to do that. So, entering in this gadget. The cats are here, they wanna check it out, but sorry, this one's only for the dogs. This is a brush-free way to help clean your dog's teeth. And what drew me to it was the look of the device. It looks pretty much like a deodorant stick that they will lick. And then just by eating this product, it will help clean their teeth. So let's check it out. Right out of the package, it is shrink-wrapped, which is kind of interesting. And then it also comes with a little bit of a brochure about things and how you're ditching the brush. We're going full deodorant stick. Let me get this open and then we'll be right back. Not too difficult. When you take it off, there is one last little safety cover, and there you go. That will hopefully clean my dog's teeth. I'm gonna go ahead and get it open as I would a deodorant stick. Did I go the wrong way? Let's try the other way. I think I'm seeing movement.
Oh, no.
I'm seeing some gel come out of the...
Oh, there it is. Okay.
I'm just going to guess that that's about enough. Now we have...
It does say four clicks
here
for
Are you ready to clean
two clicks for small dogs.
Before we get started, toast. Let's have a look. Kind of yellow. Where are those canines? Your tongue is in the way. Move your tongue, buddy. Well, his tongue is in the way. Anyway, that was just for giggles.
If it's chicken flavor.
And.
Oh, there you go.
He tasted it.
Oh, no.
It's chicken flavor. It's chicken flavor. You want some? Oh, there we go.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh.
And that is the end of the product. You like it? Okay. Now, is he going to clean his teeth? Is he licking? Is he cleaning? I'm going to put the cap back on. Is he cleaning? Is he licking? Looks like he's licking a little bit. If you look at the brochure, you can see that this has one of our favorite things, a special technology with the dental gel with patented Prolong technology.
Oh, Prolong
technology. Prolong technology.
So, are your teeth clean yet? No? Is he licking? It didn't hurt him. I'm not sure. We'll have to come back about the teeth cleaning aspect of it. You know.
Oh, I guess my God, they're sparkling white.
Teeth, maybe it would help him lick it off, but it doesn't really seem. He seems pretty normal, so it didn't. Oh, we got some Prolong Life technology in there. Well, there you go. The lick and twist. Twist plus lick. I guess I should say it right. Dental gel. They also.
Okie dokie. it is sold kind of all over. But it was, in my opinion.
$15.
In my opinion, it was a tad expensive. More than that. At
$20.
More than that.
Wow.
$25. Is what I got it at, which is more expensive than I think it should be. What?
If it real? Oh.
I played full price. What the heck? But there it is. That, I guess that's, you can get it for $18. That's good to know. What is it on Amazon? Oh my gosh! I spent $25 on this darn stuff. But yeah, so you can get it for $18.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
if it worked, it'd be great.
Exactly. And so I'm kind of thinking, like, after each meal, you know, give them that.
Yeah.
Maybe in the morning. So, yeah. There you go. The twist and lick. And it did say on the instructions, 4 clicks for big dogs, 2 clicks. Because it does click. It does make a little click sound.
Oh,
when you
I
twist
see.
It.
Oh, I see.
So you can kind of dispense. The first one that I did, I didn't really have a good starting point. So I just kind of guessed. But it does have instructions on how much to dose your dog on the side of the package.
Okay.
Okay, with that, let's head to. I want to say, first off, before we go head to the warehouse, thank you to our patrons for voting. Next month, there will be a brand new poll, or in the next week, because we are on the last day of the month, there will be a brand new poll of themes. This is your last moment. If you're a patron, go to last month's poll and put in your suggestions if you want to come up with a creative idea for the Crappy Corner theme. Now is your last chance. With that, let's head to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
But I always murder his last name, so I'll just say Adam J. writes, "Hi, Dick and Chad. After watching Dick find that Edison gold molded record, or cylinder, I guess, in the gadget warehouse and try to find out more about it, I wanted to share what I use to help me identify things. And here is his video explaining his favorite new app."
Ooh.
Hey, Dick and Chad. I was watching the last episode where Dick was in the Gadget Warehouse, and he was actually pulling up. I took a little screen grab of the Edison gold molded record that you were trying to figure out what that was and learn more about it. And I wanted to promote one of the things that I absolutely love about AI, and it's Gemini Live. So it's Google's Gemini AI. You can put it on any device. I have it on an iPad here. And it has a live feature where you can actually pull your camera up, and it will tell you anything you want to know about whatever you're looking at. So I have it on pause right now. I'm going to unpause it so it starts listening to me. Hey, can you tell me what this is and tell me a little about it?
This is cool.
That's an Edison gold molded record. They were one of the earliest commercial phonograph cylinders, popular in the early 1900s. They're quite collectible now. Did you want to know more about their history?
Okay, so I'm going to pause it. So it can do that for literally anything.
Anything!
So I'm going to go now and do it for, let me unpause it. What about this chair? I really like this chair and I want to get one. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
That's a Steelcase Amiya chair. They're known for being really comfortable and supportive. Are you interested in where to buy one? Or did you want to know more about its features?
Yeah, I want to know where I buy one. I want to know how much they cost, too.
Okay, a new Steelcase Amiya chair usually costs anywhere from $600 to $1,000. The price changes depending on the features you want and where you buy it.
Okay, that's...
Do you want me to help you...
Pretty pricey for an office chair. Okay, just one last one. I'm curious. I really like this floor lamp here. It's kind of got cool colors, and it's LED, and I don't know, I just saw it at a friend's house, and I really want one. Can you just tell me more about it, where I can get one?
Okay, that's a Govee Lyra floor lamp. You can usually find them online through retailers like Amazon or directly from Govee's website. They typically range from $150 to $100.
So there you go. That's Gemini Live, and you can use it for anything. And I actually used it not too long ago for identifying a snake in my backyard. I pointed it right at the snake because I was curious. Yeah. I wanted to know if it was venomous or not. And it told me exactly what kind of snake it was, told me it wasn't venomous, and actually told me that it was really good for rodents and to leave it alone because it would eat all the rats. So it's fantastic. And see, here it actually gives you a transcript of your conversation with it as well. So you can go and reference it here if you want to go back. And you can see the Steelcase Amiya chair that it was telling me about. And if you ask it more information about where to get things, it'll give you actual places where you can buy the things you're looking at. It'll give you a great amount of detail of the products that you pointed at, give you background history, etc. So for that Edison gold molded record, for example, it'll just tell you everything you want to know and give you a transcript of it. So it's a pretty great service. I use it quite a bit when I'm trying to identify things or learn more about something that I'm looking at. So thought you'd like that.
Very cool. Very cool demonstration.
I usually take a photo of it.
Yeah.
But at the warehouse, I can just say, oh, what's that?
What is it? Exactly. I really, really love that. Adam, that's a great demonstration of the video mode. I mean, seriously, for identifying objects, it's perfect. It's perfect. Because it's way better than a Google search than anything, because you could just ask it anything you want about the product. Anyway, really, really cool. I like it. It's funny because
if you're at somebody's house, when they go, you say, can you go get me a glass of water? And then you go, hey, how much did he pay for this TV?
Yeah, look at this house. How much do you think it's worth? Exactly. Someone who lives in this house, how much do they make a year? What's the average salary? You just do whatever. That's very funny. Very cool. Thank you, Adam, for sending that in. That's a fantastic warehouse video. Fantastic.
Okay, now we need more videos. Okay, so you can make a video about absolutely any kind of gadget. Okay. This turned out to be an app, first time ever. Old gadgets, new gadgets, especially a gadget from a long time ago when it was really something amazing at the time. And you didn't throw it out because you paid so much money for it. You don't want to throw it up. But anything you just bought, hate it, love it, make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. put it up on YouTube. You can click on listed. That way only people with the URL will be able to see it. And send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if you show it, you'll get the latest issue of Mad Magazine. That's it. mail@gizwiz.tv.
There you go. I forgot to put up the lower third. With that, let's move on to Dick, the letter.
All right. So this letter actually came from a PR firm, but I thought you might be interested in this. It's about a new camping gadget that I sent you a link to the press kit. So you could just click on one of the photos and it sort of explains, you know, any one of the three bottom photos is good.
Okay, good. Here.
Yeah. One of those. Okay. So you get the base unit. And then you get 10 modules that click in.
Almost like a battery.
And you know what? I'm always used to hearing in milliamps, this is a 25.9 Wh battery. So I don't know what that is. Is that strong?
Watt hours? That's watt hours. Wait, what? What was the number?
25.9 watt hours.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's good?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Dwindle says nice. So.
You're right. I work in milliamps. But there's a ton of different things. A smart controller, not exactly. I assume that goes in between the...
I think what we're looking at is that the base is the smart controller.
Yeah, I see. You're right.
And then I assume they're magnetic, and you can snap in a blade fan, an alarm mode, a flashlight, a camping lamp, a water pump, an air pump,
an arc lighter. Yes, we covered these and loved them.
Arc lighters are great.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I understand this a lot more because the smart module or the smart controller has these buttons, but now when you just click on a new thing, the buttons will work with whatever the new thing is that you have connected. And then, of course, it holds the battery as well. That's kind of cool. I like that.
Now, would you care to guess at the price?
Oh, no. I'm going to guess expensive.
There they all are. That's a good shot, too.
Yeah. I'm going to guess, do you get everything? You get everything. Oh, my. Oh, then expensive.
You get everything.
I'm going to guess $250.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was less expensive than I thought. I thought around at least $149.
Oh.
It's called Camper Kit, and they are, according to this, are only going to make 500 units, and they will be $89.
Oh. They're only going to make 500 units?
I'm not quite sure I understand that.
That seems like a really small...
Camper. Oh, you know what?
Maybe 500,000. I'm shocked by that.
You know, can you Google Camper Kit to see what comes up?
Yeah.
And it's all they have it here all as one word.
Oh, it is a crowdfunding thing, I think. So that would make more sense. It says Kickstarter here.
Maybe they're offering just 500 units at.
Yeah, that might make more sense. Is that the?
Wait a minute. What is it? $89.
Yeah, but it's normally going to be $130 for that.
But that doesn't seem bad to me.
No. That seems pretty good, but yeah, early bird pricing is still available.
Yeah.
Okay. 130 normal price is what it kind of looks like.
Now, does it bother you that you have so many things to carry around? Or you don't
think? A little bit. It would be great if it came with a fantastic carrying case for all the little attachments.
That's what I thought. I thought they need a carrying case.
Yeah. It needs like a molded, like, put everything in there.
Yes.
You know, type of thing.
Or even if it was soft-sided, it would have 11 pockets for those 11 things.
Right. Pretty cool, though. Pretty cool.
Sven said, no shaving attachment?
That'd be funny. They are saying that some of their next things might be screwdriver, a CO2 alarm, engraving pen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting.
I like it. I do like it. I think it's cool to pair the battery with a controller so that when you connect a new head thing, that the controller can work all those extra accessories.
Yes, exactly. Know what it is and which control should be workable when you put that on. Oh, yeah. Dale Paco said, how about a massager?
That'd be pretty good. You got to inflate something. You got to have a little. It does seem like they've created five different ways to make wind.
Yes, that I thought was kind of strange. Oh, the water pump is kind of cute.
I do like the water pump. I think that's neat.
Yeah, you drop a little hose in some water, and then you have like a little faucet. Oh, and the arc lighter. We love those.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
That big fan kind of scares me. It's like big. That alarm thing is weird. I guess it's just a motion sensor that'll blink.
That's my guess. Yeah. That is my guess, too.
Pretty cool. Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you to no
patrons?
One for sending in that letter. I'd typically say thanks, Adam, for some, or thanks, Aaron, or thanks so and so, and then I move into thank you to our patrons. But anyway, thank you to the PR firm that sent out that email. Thank you to our patrons at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys are incredible. You guys make the show funded every single episode, so thank you so much for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz. We'd really appreciate it. If you don't want to give via Patreon, you can give via PayPal at our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and then you'll be directed to this page with a big old Patreon banner and a tiny little link to PayPal if you want to give via that way. Gizwiz.tv is our website where you can watch us live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we're live, the website will update with a live stream and a chat room. Join the chat room and chat along with all of our fantastic community. And if you miss an episode, our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube page so that you can watch the past videos that we made. And then head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's CKD's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a reminder or a link to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you gotta guess the gadget. This is the entire gadget, not just a piece or a part. And I hate to give it away, but...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is a cat hoverboard. it's a little, it's a hoverboard section and a little wheel for them to steer it around. Hate to give it away, but there are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers, so get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. that about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.